Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 485. Joining me tonight, filling in for Connie, is the Godless Geezer.
Hello.
Gosh, I forgot to ask you to talk about your channel real quick here. What's your YouTube channel address?
It's YouTube/GodlessGeezer1.
There you go.
And I do atheist themed comedies. I do what I call Christian persecutions. It's what I do with response videos, though I do them in a different way. I don't do point counterpoint. I just point out how stupid they are, not the person, but the claims.
Right.
But I am selective about who I pick. I always verify that they're either a bigot, they're promoting harming children, or they're an apparent con artist.
Right.
If they don't meet one of those qualifications, I don't do them.
Right.
And I also do literature readings especially from the 19th century, just odd little things that I find interesting. My last one was brain diseases caused by masturbation from 1885.
That always sounds like fun. Hey, by the way, just to let everybody know, the reason why there was no show up on YouTube today, because YouTube decided to block me from uploading any content. I have no idea why. I am investigating. And I will be posting, the show will go out on VaughnLive.tv. It's VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokesAt. I may have said on the previous episodes, it's PackardPokesAt.com or VaughnLive.com. It's actually VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokesAt. We will be live on Friday, either there. If you do not see a link coming from YouTube, from YouTube.com/PackardPokesAt. So if you want to catch a show, you're going to have to catch it on VaughnLive. So anyway, we got to put the stories together for today. There's a lot of hot fucking news going on today. I mean, a lot of fucking hot news. The fact is that Trump's son tweeted out all his emails, basically saying, yeah, I committed a treason.
And the chances of his getting indicted are not great.
You don't think he's going to get indicted?
No. I mean, if Trump's multiple issues don't even get a hearing, how many violations of the Constitution has he done since he's been in office? Like firing people who are investigating him, things like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, showing that he's mentally unstable and they don't even do the 25th Amendment.
Yeah.
I think there might be, a token hearing or something, but
right.
No, I don't think they'll take it seriously.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm waiting for my computer again. I apologize. Let's see here. Let's see here. I'm looking for something that looks fairly... Oh, here's something interesting. It's current. All right, I'm going to send you a copy of the link.
Over Facebook?
I can send it to you over Facebook, or I can send it to you right here in the Hangout. Do you know how to get the Hangouts links?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I will do that then. All righty here.
At least I think I know.
Okay, there's like a little chat window on here somewhere. There it is. It's a little blue chat window. All right, I'm going to send you a link so you can kind of follow along.
Okay.
And you can tell me if you think this is a good story or not. Death of True Blood actor Nielsen Ellis spotlights risk of detoxing alone.
Oh, yeah, I had heard about that one.
Yeah, apparently the actor known as LaFay Reynolds on the HBO hit series True Blood died suddenly this week at the age of 39. Fan favorite struggled with drug and alcohol abuse for years. The exact circumstances of his death were shared by his manager. who said that confirmed his result from heart failure from attempting to quit drinking on his own. Just from stopping drinking? The ease and low expense of managing detox and abstinence at home can be tempting to the individual who struggles with addiction, but the process, if done quickly and without professional supervision, can be dangerous, even fatal. Who knew? Between 5 and 25% of people who go through extreme alcohol withdrawal die. Wow. That's a lot, and I didn't even know that was a thing.
I knew that you could, you know, there's certain drugs that, you know, if you've abused them enough, suddenly stopping them can kill you.
Really? I was unaware of that, actually.
It's your body becomes that dependent on them. Your body chemistry alters to accommodate the drug, and if it's suddenly not there, then
I could see it going on with medication, because when I've had to take medication, I was prescribed from the doctor, says, if you want to stop this, don't stop it. Don't go to cold turkey on this. You have to reduce your off of it, and then you can stop after a while.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't know that was a thing with alcohol. I thought, you know, I didn't realize that was the thing with alcohol too.
Yeah. Now, I can't remember. Now, with alcohol, do the delirium tremens come during extreme drunks or when they're withdrawing? I can't remember.
I think that's the DTs usually happens after when they're withdrawing.
Yeah, but I mean, that just shows you the issues.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was during withdrawal, but yeah, some withdrawals can be fatal.
Yeah, this is an interesting story. What do you think of this as a hot story?
I think that's a good one, because, you know, it will point out all this home medicine stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially the whole detoxing thing, which is utter nonsense and not safe.
Right. Yeah. All right. I'm going to put this. Hold on a second. I got to start a program here so I can grab this. Actually, you know, I'm going to do this instead. Where is that window? There it is. I'll just grab it from here. There we go. Kind of usually takes care of all this stuff after the show, so we know what we're talking about. And today I have to do this myself, so I'm kind of stumbling here a little bit. I apologize, everybody, because I have a tendency to forget things and be like, oh shit, what did we just talk about? So I gotta do this like on the fly. There we go. There. I'll just save it. I'll come back to name this later. Okay. Alrighty. Now, we have two text stories we need to find. I've got a couple here that I wanted to talk about. Now, they're saying that there are... This comes from a site. It's called Science Alert. It says there's X-rays coming from Pluto, and we don't know what's causing it.
X-rays,
yeah. It says X-rays are coming from Pluto.
How could that be?
I don't know. That's a good question. And because they said they don't even know at the moment, apparently.
I mean, you got it.
Let me get you the link, and I will share that with you here. So you, Kosh, you might want to write these down or copy these links as well, because we'll need these for Friday. Since Kosh is going to be filling in for Connie this week, for the show on Friday. So,
yeah, I'm the emergency backup. Connie, she has some scheduling conflicts, so she couldn't do it this week.
Yeah, Connie has some scheduling conflicts this week. It says, once held the outermost planet in our solar system, Pluto's designation changed by the International Astronomical Union in 2006. Owning the discovery of many Kuiper belts. Is that how it's pronounced? Kuiper? I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I've heard the word. I've never actually seen it. The Kuiper belt objects that were comparable in size. In spite of this, Pluto remains a source of fascination and a focal point of much scientific interest. And even after the historic flyby conducted by the New Horizons probe in July of 2015, many mysteries remain. What's more, ongoing analysis of the NH data has revealed new mysteries. Dun, dun, dun. For instance, a recent study of a team of astronomers indicated that a survey by the Chandra X-ray Observatory revealed that the presence of some rather strong X-ray emissions coming from Pluto. Superman's just looking around the galaxy. That's what's going on. He's just kind of like, yeah, okay. And he's using X-ray vision so he can look at everybody, you know.
Yeah, this is fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, a small body like that, I mean, it could conceivably be reflecting X-rays or, you know, dispersing the X-rays and making it look like it's coming from them, you know, from interstellar sources.
Yeah.
But well, if it's emitting it itself, there's only a handful of things that could do that.
And well, there is a partial explanation of the possibilities here. It says in the past, many solar bodies have been observed emitting X-rays, which were the result of interactions between solar wind and neutral gases like argon and nitrogen. Such emissions have been detected from planets like Venus and Mars due to the presence of argon and/or nitrogen in the atmospheres, but also with smaller bodies like comets, which acquires halos due to outgassing. But it says basically the planet reaches. Let's see here. Okay, ever since the NH probe conducted by the flyby of Pluto in 2015, astronomers have been aware that Pluto has an atmosphere which changes in size and density with the seasons. Basically, the planet reaches perihelion. Thank you. During its 248-year orbital period, a distance. I'm not going to read it. It's too far. It's a long fucking number.
A lot
from the sun. From the atmosphere, thickens due to its subliminal of frozen nitrogen and methane on the surface. The last time Pluto was in perihelion was on September 5th, 1989, which means that it was still experiencing summer. It was summer in 1989 and Pluto.
So it's still summer, you know.
So it's still summer, yeah. While studying Pluto, the probe detected an atmosphere which was primarily composed of nitrogen gas along with methane and carbon dioxide. So the astronomers decided to take a look for signs of X-rays emissions coming from Pluto's atmosphere using the Chandra X-ray Observatory. Prior to the flyby, most models of Pluto's atmosphere expected to be quite extended. However, the probe found that the atmosphere was less extended and its rate of loss was hundreds of times lower than what these models predicted. Well, that's kind of interesting. So I don't want to get too far into it right now here, but I think this is really interesting here.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's one. Now I don't know this one here. I don't know if this is a Not the Onion story or this is a science story because it says here, Congress is approving a new space army. You didn't hear that. You did hear that right. This is not something I just pulled out of my ass. This is saying that, hey, we are going to put together a space army.
Well, I recently read about someone who's claimed that through the facilities of the Illuminati that they were having a gay camp on Mars, homosexuals were doing something on Mars.
Yeah, they were apparently saying that they were shipping boys, little kids, out to Mars so they could take their blood, make a serum so you could get anti-aging, and then bring the anti-aging cure back because reasons. I think the reason why they're saying this shit, because they're like, they say it's like a pedophile ring on Mars, because the last time they said it was at some mad random pizza place, someone showed up with a gun. Who's going to show up with a gun out on Mars? Nobody. So they're like, oh, well, they can't say the moon because, yeah, that's a little bit easier to check. Mars. Yeah, we're going to Mars and all this shit. So we'll just say it's on Mars. No one will check. They won't be able to check there. No one will be able to shoot up the place either.
Lord.
The stupidity that flies through these people's brains is amazing.
So, you know, we have to determine whether we have to guess whether this is real or not. Or,
Yeah, I
and
don't know.
I've seen the thing, so
Yeah, see.
I mean,
No,
do
this
I get
is.
a no now or
I don't
get
know.
a
This comes from Gizmodo. I don't know.
okay.
I'm trying to determine if I want to use this as an Onion story or not because this is just so bizarre. And you know what? You know what? I'm gonna use this as an Onion story because this is just beyond the pale of weird.
And the GOP is not exactly willing to turn down anything the military they think the military wants, even if the military tells them they have no use for it.
Right. I'm gonna put this under. I'm gonna put this under the. Under the not the onion because this is just. It sounds too. Sounds too unbelievable. That the fact is that someone would actually put something like this together, which would makes really no sense whatsoever. All right. Let me see if I can find a new tech story here. I'm going to go to TechCrunch.com. If you just load up TechCrunch, we'll kind of scroll through these and see what we got here. Scientists have just have inserted a GIF of a horse into living bacteria. Okay.
You said that what was this called?
It's called TechCrunch. That's TechCrunch dot com. TechCrunch. I can put the link in the chat room.
Okay, no, I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
A stu new study
So.
published in Nature, a group of scientists of Harvard have successfully stored a GIF, yes, like a moving meme, into live bacteria, E. coli to be specific. It's a weird idea, but scientists are actually using the genetic wonder tool known as CRISPR, a clustered, regularly interspaced sort palindromic repeats for data storage parlor tricks. Oh, that's interesting. That's really actually pretty interesting.
Why?
All right, now it says here, CRISPR explained a bit more depth here, makes explained in more depth here, makes all sorts of wild things possible. People are rightfully excited about it. These revelations are reserved for geneticists and health researchers, but the Harvard experiments, and others like it, demonstrate CRISPR's utility beyond its vast, untapped potential in the world of medicine. In a very short primer, CRISPR-associated proteins, in this instance, specifically proteins known as Cas1 and Cas2, act as DNA versions of a computer's CtrlX tool, allowing scientists to pinpoint specific segments of DNA, cut them out, fiddle with them, and even replace them altogether. Now, they're showing it. Wow, it's actually showing like a little person on a horse.
Yeah, I see.
I'm sorry, if you're
I
getting.
heard a bing.
Yeah, that was me. I apologize. That's because I have Facebook open. And
Okay.
I apologize for that.
Oh, I'm just making sure it wasn't my headphones telling me the batteries were wearing
Oh,
out.
no, that
So.
was mine. I apologize to our listeners for
Okay.
having to hear the bings all the time because I left Facebook open on one of the computers here. Hold on a second here. Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding. Matt's going to be joining us here in a moment.
Okay.
But yeah, if you it, the way they did this, it looks like when they first started doing this, it doesn't look like they did it. It looks okay. Thank you. Ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. All right. Anyway, the sample, it looks like it doesn't look like a horse. It kind of looks like a horse. It's really kind of blurry. And then it just kind of gets blurred out completely. And then as it goes through, it actually turns into a person on a horse, which is kind of cool. I apologize to our listeners that I'm getting bings from our Facebook, because that's really annoying. I'm closing it now, so I apologize that we won't be getting any more ba-dings on here again. So, where was I? And I've lost my page. Thank you. God damn it. Okay. This is kind of interesting how they do this here.
Yeah. Do you have that page? I have the link. You got it back?
Yeah, I got the link. Hang on a second.
Yeah, oh, I'm watching it. I'm looking at it, so.
Oh, you are looking at the page.
Yeah.
Okay, then don't worry about it. I don't need to send you the link because you already got it. Huh.
Yeah,
but this is kind of cool. This is kind of cool. I want to find another story because that's interesting. I'm not going to settle on just that one thing right off the bat. SoundCloud is going away.
Oh, it is.
It looks like SoundCloud sinks as leaks say, layoffs buy little time. Huh. A tense scene unfolded yesterday as user-generated streaming content SoundCloud held an all-hands meeting to explain to employees why it suddenly had to lay off 40% of its staff last week. Exiting team members wanted to know why they weren't warned, while those who survived the cuts wanted assurance that the cost reductions would keep the company afloat for the long run. Ooh, it's going bye-bye. Looks like SoundCloud is going bye-bye.
Yeah. I never really understood that anyway, how it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, I've used it, but it's...
Let's see here. NVIDIA is powering the world's first level 3 self-driving production car. Production car. That's interesting. Let me pull that up here. I'll send you the link. I'm putting spaces on the side there so the links don't get all mashed together.
Okay, that's fine.
Now, it says here, Audi announced Tuesday that forthcoming A8 would be the first production vehicle to ship with a level 3 self-driving feature on board when it goes on sale next year. And now we know that NVIDIA's technology will be helping power the vehicle's traffic jam pilot autonomous capabilities. I don't know if anybody can hear that. That's on the that's listening to us later. If you hear like I've got a little bit of thunderstorms going on here. NVIDIA would be powering a lot of the new A8. In fact, the car has 6 NVIDIA processors helping power not only the traffic jam pilot, but its infotainment system, virtual cockpit, that's a fun word, instruments, and near headrest tablets for backseat passengers with fully equipped models. Basically, the drivers won't have to, or say the introduction level of the level three autonomy on the A8 will mean that drivers don't have to pay attention to the road in certain conditions, specifically in cases where the car is driving driving 37 miles per hour or under on a highway with a physical divider. If the vehicle meets those conditions and local laws allow drivers to do whatever else is legally allowed behind the wheel, and the system will let them know when it's time to resume manual control. If it's under 37 miles an hour, that's kind of useless for me. Honestly, that's kind of useless for me, because the fact is, if it's under 37 miles, if you're going under 40 miles an hour, let's just round it out. It's under 40 miles an hour. If you're driving in the city under 40 miles an hour, I want to be paying attention to the road anyway. This is pretty useless at this point. If it's what I wanted is for the fucking highway. Because yeah, that's fucking boring.
Yeah. You know, you get hypnotized by the road and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And in the city, you got stoplights, you got people walking around, you got people on cars, you got animals running in the streets from, you know, cats, dogs, raccoons, skunks, deer in some cases. You know, if you're driving under 40 miles an hour, you're going to be paying attention to that shit anyway. Especially because you're taking a short drive. This is fucking useless.
Yeah, these cars are getting so technical, you know, and self-sufficient. I wonder if they're even going to require you to be there.
Yeah, well, we kind of mentioned a self-driving truck that they're developing, and there won't be a need for a driver in that at all. So, fuck NVIDIA. They can eat a dick. Let's see here. All right, I'm going to go to page 2.
Okay.
Let's see here. Google Play Movies and rolls out support for HDR video on Comcast Ultra. Let's see. Roku hits 15 million monthly users, 7 billion hours streamed in the first half of 2017. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of viewing time. Facebook brings live broadcasting to Space's virtual reality app, whatever that is.
Yeah, I really need that.
Yeah.
I don't even have a smartphone.
Right. We talked about net neutrality already. Let's see here. PayPal extends Apple integration will become a payment option in 11 new markets. That's kind of cool. Let's see here. Ooh, here we go. This is good. I like this. I'll send you a link here. 1 second. Hi, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. We're looking for our second tech story.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine, Matt.
Yeah, just fine.
Good. Just checking.
Okay. Yeah, no need. We can hear you. All right. The OrCam, my eye, helps visually impaired people read and identify things. Now, let's see here. Ah, shit. I copied and pasted it, but I forgot to upload it. That helps. All right, meet the OrCam MyEye, a wearable device that can give you secret powers if you have vision problems. As a tiny device that you clip, goddamn this thing here. Hold on a second here. I keep getting interrupted by saying, you've got ad blockers. Well, no shit. It's a wearable device that you have secret powers if you have vision problems. It's a tiny device you clip to your glasses. It has a camera, a speaker, and a cable that hooks up to a bigger device that is roughly the size of a smartphone. After that, you can use OrCam MyEye to read stuff to you. Now, it comes out of Jerusalem, of course, which not of course, but it's interesting. The OrCam's office is in Jerusalem. Usually, it's quite intuitive that you need to point your finger at what you're looking at and wait a couple seconds. You can move your finger around or put the palm of your hand on the top of the text. To stop the device, it can read text in a newspaper, on a can of Coke, on a business card, or anywhere else, really. If you're holding the text upside down, the device tells you to turn it. Hey,
well, that's because OCR has trouble if it's at an angle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hey, stupid. It's upside down. Turn it around. If you're looking at a $10 bill, it's going to tell you it's a 10 and not a 20, for instance. If you're trying to read text in foreign language or the ICAM is going to translate it without, it's going to translate without skipping a beat. I like this. Holy shit, I like this. I like the fact that it's, if you, you look at something online and you're like, what the hell does that say? I don't know. Or you come across something in the real world and you come, it's printed in a foreign language for reasons. Like, what the hell is this? I don't know. Point at it. Bing. It'll tell you what it is. And you don't even have to, you don't have to take out your camera to photograph it or to put it into Google Translate or anything like that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, if it knows all the languages, that would be extra good. If it could read in Farsi and speak in English.
Mm-hmm. Now, the second big feature is facial recognition. The device can help you figure out who's in front of you. For instance, if you hear someone talking to you, or you can just orient your face towards the person who's speaking, the device will tell you the name of the person if you previously recorded their face. You have to previously record their face. Say, hey, this is this person. Remember this face. You know, this is not like, hey, that's Jane. You go to the bar and say, that's Jane so-and-so. She lives at X address or and this is her social security number, shit like that. That's not a thing. This is somebody you already have to have a previous relationship with for that to work. And it says here, if it's an unknown person, it's going to give you hints. A young woman is in front of you. Okay.
Okay. I just wonder, it, you know, like if it had, I'm freezing on his name, Pat, the 700 Club guy.
Pat Robertson?
Yeah, Pat Robertson. If you saw him, what would it register as?
Dirtbag.
Yeah, I mean, is it going to say human? It's going to...
No, it'll say dirtbag. It'll say scumbag, dirtbag. As a matter of fact, if I had these things and I saw a picture and it said, saw a picture of Pat Robertson, I would have it announce it as dirtbag. This is dirtbag.
I was going with dried prune.
I'm not that nice. Now, you don't even need to pair the device with your phone as all the processing happens in the device itself. I like this. I really like this a lot. Let's go with this for our second story. What do you think?
I think that's fascinating.
I think it is too. All right. I am going to add that to the list here. 1 second. All right. All righty. What did we decide was going to be the first story for the tech? What was the first tech story? I forgot.
That GIF.
Oh, yeah. I didn't, I got to grab that here. Where is that here? You know what? I didn't put it in the sidebar. Hang on a second.
The second story?
Yeah, this is going to be the first. This is the first story here. I'm going to post. And the second story is the one about the iCam thing here. All right.
Well, you did post that in the side chat.
The first one. Yeah, I know. I did. I posted for that one. But what I didn't post was the one for the first story. We just kind of talked about
it. Okay.
So, hang on a second here. By the way, Matt, I was unable to broadcast from a regular channel. I had to broadcast from my personal channel today. So, yeah, there's that. That's a thing right now.
Well, I couldn't get the thing on my phone.
What?
I couldn't get through Google.
What do you mean you couldn't get to Google?
The Hangout thing?
Yeah.
It wouldn't let me. Because I hit the link on the Messenger thing, mm-hmm. the Facebook Messenger, and it took me to Google, and I couldn't...
Yeah, it tried calling me on my phone, and it's like, it tried to do a Hangout on my phone. I'm like, no, that's not a thing. That's not a thing. So I thought...
I don't know what the hell happened, because usually I can get into a Hangout on my phone, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's just... We can set that up later. It's not a big deal.
Today's been a really screwed up day.
Yeah, tell me about it. The fact is that I couldn't broadcast from my regular channel today. That really pissed me off.
And I was cleaning out a flooded basement today.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. It was loads of fun.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's get on to our next topic that we need to find something for. We have to find two religious stories. Let's see here. I've got a couple here. I've just got to find them.
Now, did we want to do that priest thing as religion or as a main thing?
Oh, no, that priest one, that was just for the midweek show.
Okay.
I don't chew my cud twice.
Okay.
Let's see here. I had a bunch of other stories. I can't find them at the moment. Crap. All right, well, let's hang on a second here. Let's see here. I can't remember the name of the website we go to get the our religious stories from. No. What the hell is that site? I can look at my history here. Fuck. My memory is not what it used to be. Let's see here. I gotta go back a ways. Really, you're gonna let me go back? Oh, it's just taking more time to load here. All right, Tuesday. Come on. I apologize for our listeners here who are listening, wondering why is there so much quiet? God damn it. Speak, man, speak. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that the next episode of The Atheist, the Bible, and the Wardrobe will be dropping tomorrow on Tuesday, or Thursday, rather. We'll be dropping on Thursday at 7 a.m. So there's that. And we are in the book of Exodus, which is loads of fucking fun. If you're a masochist, that is. Now, that's one site we can go to and check. I was looking for another one, but I'm going to check Pathos. All righty here. Let's see here.
Now there's an index to gods and goddesses of mythology at thoughtco.com.
I'm not familiar with that.
I just Googled it. I've never
okay.
been there.
No, it's a different site is what it is. It's a different site where we go to for other stories here. I'm trying to find it here. It just not Pathos. Where? Hey, Matt, do you remember the name of that site, by the way, by chance? Hello, Matt.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Which site is that, one you're talking about?
There's another site that we go to get our stories. I forget the name of it. We talked about it on Friday. I think we did this on Friday.
I can't remember it offhand myself.
I just cannot.
Well, my mind's not with me today.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm tired. I've only had like 3 hours of sleep, and yeah. For religious stories, or
yeah,
just
for
any kind of story?
No, for religious stories.
Damn. I can't remember the name of it.
I can't either. For the life of me here. I've been dealing with fucking retarded Christians today. And Trump supporters on top of it. Oh, my God. Fucking Trump supporters. Those people are fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember the name. It's not Pathos, is it?
No, it's not Pathos. That's another one, but it's another site that we go to.
Oh, shit. I can't remember.
Oh, I got it. I know where it is. It's the freethinker.
Oh, yeah, freethinker. That's it.
Yeah, free. All right. It's called freethinker.co.uk. I'll put a link on the side. I apologize. I am just been horrible remembering shit today.
Well, I'm looking for some religious stories here on Facebook because I came across some the other day. And now I can't freaking find them.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Okay, there you go, godless geezer.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. I found it.
Now here we go. A couple of these things here. I don't know if this is a. It's more pop. One of the more popular stories. Oh, it's from June. Oh, I can't use that one. It's too old. Too old.
Trademarking of Mother Teresa's name.
Yeah, top. Mother Teresa's sorry trademarked to stop exploitation of her brand. Jesus Christ. Who would want to brand that? For example, a signed photo currently available on eBay, a snip of $1,899.99 selling is offering a signed, really? She signed photographs saying, "Hey, God bless you" on it.
And if you're sick, God hurt you.
Yeah. Okay, it says here, but that's all right. It says before she snuffed in 1997, it was about time. Mother Teresa reportedly said that her name should not be exploited for commercial purposes, but that's not stopped some folks from making Dosh. I don't know what Dosh means. From MT memorabilia, for example, the photo above, which it shows God bless you, Mother Teresa, is currently unavailable on eBay. You know what? I think that's okay. It's his own personal property, and he wants to sell it. I don't see reason why he can't sell it. No reason why he shouldn't be able to sell it.
Yeah.
Now another seller is trying to flog a note that is infamously old fraud for $360. It ironically states, "Please do not make a business out of these photos." I don't see that on the card.
So far, no one's bid on it.
Yeah. Senior nuns who work at the Missionaries for Charity, a 67-year-old sisterhood, which is more than 3,000 nuns worldwide, that's a lot of nuns, continue to wear what was now become a religious uniform of this global order. Let's see here. Some guy, Bishkar Sakar, a Kolkata based lawyer who works pro bono for the order, says that he applied for the trademark in 2013. It came to my mind that the color identified as the blue border of the Sarai had been protected to serve any future misuse for commercial purposes. If you want to wear or use the color pattern in any form, you can write us, and if we are convinced that there is no commercial motive, we will allow it. Because nuns said that MT, Mother Teresa, had issued orders before her death that her name should be not exploited for commercial purposes. Sakari helped the order to trademark her name 2 decades back.
But her name is not Mutt. Or should be. MT, that's Mutt, right?
Yeah, it should be Mutt.
But, yeah, I mean, that's not really her name. It's something unpronounceable.
Right.
What a horrible human being.
She was.
Dying improved her a lot.
I like the comment here. It says, "Exploitation, oh, the irony. The cruel fraud never worried about exploiting the gullible, sick or poor when she was alive."
Yeah, she liked to come down and watch them suffering to feel closer to Jesus.
Yep. Some of these comments here are spot on. Spot on. What a stupid... I'm going to say it. She was a fucking cunt.
I think she was one of the worst human beings of the last century.
Yep. Let's see here. I'm going to go to the news page because let's see here. Lack of intellectualism lies behind Christian homophobia. Turkish MP demands action against sex slave manual. There's a manual. Okay. Well, that's what I need. I need a manual. I need to pick up. When I go to the store to pick up manuals on stuff, you know, how to books. I never see any for the sex slaves section. You know.
Yeah. Oh, there's another story about a homophobic priest exposed after using gay dating app. Has a Grindr photo and apparently was kept after
I don't see the link. Yeah. Can you put the link in the side there, please?
Yeah, just a sec.
Thank you. Okay. I want to see the data on that.
I didn't look at the date.
Oh, it's too old.
Oh, okay.
It's too old. It's back from May.
Oh, that's May of last year, too.
Yeah.
Oops.
That's okay.
I found something.
All right. Put it in the sidebar. All I got is BBC.com. Do you have the rest of the link?
Fuck. Hold on.
Okay. Because all I got is just BBC. I need the whole rest of the link.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to do that right now.
All right. All right. In the meantime, let's see here. Anger expressed over church. God damn it, motherfucker! I did not click you. You do not get to go clicking places I don't want you to be clicked. Except for that, I did want to click that. Anger expressed over church screening of satanic movies. Father Patrick McAfee, parish priest of Corpus Christi Parish in West Belfast, has expressed anger over the fact that the organizers of the 27 Belfast Film Festival has chosen the screening of The Exorcist and The Omen in the Holy Church, Holy Rosary Church. What the fuck is in the Dues? What the fuck is a Dues? Yeah, that's what it is. It's a woo. I have no idea what that is. Describing as a cheap stunt, the priest asks, what is their motivation for showing these types of films in what was once a sacred building? They'll have such special memories of spiritual occasions for lots of people. I think your organizers should reconsider the decision to show their films here. Oh, butthurt, butthurt, butthurt. They think there's magic in movies. There's a thing called movie magic, but that's not what that means. It does... these people are idiots.
Son of a...
I'm going to go back one page. Going to page 2. Oh, well, that's fair. This is fair. A priest up to his neck in cash in a cash scandal is made into a cardinal. Okay. There you go.
That's nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
He has his priorities straight.
Yep. I'm going to...
All right, now I got the full link now. It's on there.
All right, hold on a second. Before we go to that link there, Matt, I'm going to... Because I've already got this one opened up here.
Okay.
I had it open. Motherfuck, what the hell happened to it? All right. There we go. There's a widespread speculation a few weeks back that Mali Archbishop Jean Zerbo, okay, you got my attention with the name Zerbo, due to be made a cardinal by Pope Francis, would not get his prized red hat because of alleged dodgy dealings with involved 12 million or 10.5 million in euros or lira. That's an L for lira, had accumulated in a Swiss bank account. I thought, aren't they supposed to take a poverty thing there? However, the allegations did not change Frankie's mind. Last week, he went ahead and made Zerbo Malay's first cardinal. Malay's an impoverished Muslim-majority West African country, and the folk there are wondering where the cash came from. More to the point, they want to know where it's gone. Okay.
Sounds like Mother Teresa to me.
Yeah, another Mother Teresa. We got another Mother Teresa on our hands.
Yeah, all that money she raised.
Yep.
Not a dime of it went to the poor.
That's right.
And she raised enough to build several state-of-the-art hospitals. Instead, it just went into the ether.
I've seen this word twice now. Dosh, a contemporary slang used for an amount of money.
That's UK for cash.
Oh, okay. All right. The other one was what was the other one? Not that one. What is this thing here? It wasn't Dosh in the other one. It was a. I've never seen the word before. Let's see here. Disuse. I've never seen the word disuse before either, so I'm not sure what that means.
That means no longer used.
Disused?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's you know, it's like, you know, if you have a website that you don't use anymore, it's disused.
Okay, so these people are using an old building that was that's from a previous story, where they're doing screenings of movies, and one was The Omen and The Exorcist, and they're in this building, which is not being used by the Catholic Church anymore. So they're like, or the church at all, not the Catholic Church necessarily, just a church. And they're saying, well, you shouldn't be, this is the house of God. You shouldn't be putting movies like that in there because it's not like it's being used for anything, really. I mean, the spiders are fucking, but, you know, hey.
I got nothing on that one. Matt, do you have anything?
Yeah. Well, let's look at Matt's story here real quick.
Vatican outlaws gluten-free bread.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this. Yeah. All right. I think we got our top story here. Because I was thinking about this when I saw it earlier a few days ago. And I'm like, yeah, we got to talk about this. All right, that's going to be our top story.
This one here?
Yeah.
Mine?
That one's going to be our top story for that, our religious top religious story. I got to close this window here. God damn it. Come on, close!
So does that mean that celiac people with celiac disease have to die, or that they have to go to hell?
I guess they got to go to hell because they can't
take... Yeah, they must.
They got to go to hell because they don't get to take communion anymore.
Or they take communion and die. So it's either go to hell or go to heaven quicker.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, there's one. I like that story for our... For the second religious story. Let's see. Well, this is goes back too far, unfortunately. This is like from like last week.
Yeah, the story I got, this one about the gluten-free bread.
Yeah.
I just found that on Facebook either yesterday or the day before.
Actually, I know we didn't get a chance to talk about it a whole lot, but I kind of like that the second story, for a second story, the Exodus at the Holy Rosary Church. They're playing the movie there, and the people, these priests who apparently don't have anything to say about it, are having something, they want to have something to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be, I think we're going to use that for our second story. What do you guys think?
That's cool.
Okay. What do you think, dear Godless Geezer? Okay, all right. We're almost done, Geezer.
Anger expressed over church screening of satanic movies.
Yeah. I know, the irony, right?
Oh, God. These were priests that were...
Yeah, apparently, well, there's more to it than that. We'll come back. We'll cover that on Friday. All right, we
are... You know what they really should show?
What's that?
This, they should show Islamic porn.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Okay, we've got our Not the Onion story. Now, all we got to do now is we have to find an unbelievable deity. Now, we're going to go to the site. It's called God Checker.
God Checker?
Godchecker.com. You've been here before, Matt.
God Checker, you said?
God. G-O-D.
Oh, God. Okay.
God Checker. God. As in, I am thine Lord, because I say so.
I got to check this out.
All right. The deity of the day is Dione, the goddess mystery of the Greek mythology, mysterious mother of Aphrodite. What kind of god do you guys want to talk about? Do you want to talk about Greek gods, Roman gods, Norse gods, Egyptian gods, European gods, Norse mythology, gods of Africa, the Middle East, gods of America, Mesoamerica, gods of Asia, gods of the Australia and Oceania, and or other mythologies?
I mean, I'm always, like I mentioned before we were on air, partial to Anubis myself. That's Egyptian.
Okay, let's go to an Egyptian.
But there's also some intriguing Japanese gods.
Okay.
From Shinto.
All right, then that would be the
Japanese mythology.
Asian gods. Okay, we got China. All right, let's go over to Asia then. Okay, Chinese mythology, Japanese mythology, Indonesian mythology, Indian and Hindu mythology, or Tibetan mythology. Okay. Which one?
Let's do Japanese.
Japanese. All
yeah.
right. All
yeah,
right.
I've heard of Izanagi before.
Okay, Izanagi. All right.
It's that's the. Japanese
Shinto creator god.
Shinto creator god.
Yeah. Beget the islands of Japan and most of the continents therein via his wife, Izanami. Unfortunately, the strain proved too much for Izami, and she died in childbirth. Is that, how do you pronounce this? Izangi?
That works for me.
Okay. Izanagi.
Sounds like Izanagi.
Izanagi, yeah.
Izanami's the husband. Husband Izanagi's the wife.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. I'm backward. It's Izanami is the wife. Izanagi's the husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tried to and failed to rescue her from the underworld, but while cleaning himself up from this very messy operation, he unexpectedly gave birth himself. Okay.
Okay.
I first read that to himself, which
I read it exactly the same.
That's Christian mythology.
Yeah, I read it exactly the same way. I said he gave birth to himself suddenly. Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, giving birth to yourself is Christian mythology.
Yeah. There's not a lot here, but it's that just that little bit. That's all we need. We don't need a whole lot. All right, let's go with this guy right here. We'll go with Izanagi here. So let me put him in the sidebar. And this is going to be our deity that we're going to cover for our unbelievable deities.
I think it's Izanagi is how it's spelled. Is that or how it's pronounced?
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
Izanagi, okay.
Izanagi. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It's all bullshit.
I know.
It's all bullshit. Alrighty here.
Have you had your God today?
Have you had your God today? Get up and stop to pray at Mick religion. I don't know.
Oh, Izanagi has his own Wikipedia page.
Oh, really? Well, then, throw the link in the side chat there, please.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's got way more information on. Oh, wait a minute. This is just. Okay. Just give me a sec here.
Sure. I apologize for taking so long there, Godless Geezer. This is how long the shows usually take. All right, there we go. I will copy that link, and I will add that. All right. Goddess Gizzy, did you get a copy of all these links, or do I need to send them? Whoops. Do I need to send them?
I think I got everything.
Okay, cool. Because this is what we'll be talking about, unless something else comes up, like World War III.
Can you send them to me?
Yeah, they'll be in the Dropbox like usual, Matt.
Okay.
I just have to label them. I just have to label them, and they'll be in the Dropbox where we usually get them.
Okay, yeah, I'll go to the Dropbox.
I'll actually have to throw those. They won't be in your Dropbox. They're in ours. I will make a special one for you for the access.
I might not have it on this computer. I'm Dropboxing this other computer.
Okay, well then, yeah, we'll have to fix that for you then.
Okay.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us, for listening to us ramble on and try to figure out what the fuck's going on. If you'd like to make a donation to the show, you can go to patreon.com/packetpokeset. Or if you'd like to give me all the dollar bills instead of some of them go to Patreon, you can go to paypal.me/packetpokeset and you can make a donation as little as a dollar or more. And I promise I will try to figure out what's going on with YouTube. I don't know why I can't upload or broadcast anymore for whatever reason. But if worse comes to worse, I will just make up a new channel and we will go there. And I will just keep going there until they shut that one down, and I will just start a new one. And I'll do another one and another one and another one and another one. So they're gonna have to block my IP. Fuckers. Alrighty. Thanks everybody for joining us, and we'll see you on Friday. If you don't see us on YouTube, look for us on vonlive.tv/packetpokesat. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.